I was at a bar the other day, and I was sitting next to two guys that were, they just out of, it seemingly came out of nowhere. The bartender, they asked her, how many times have you line danced to Cotton Eye Joe in your life, do you think? I thought that was such a weird question. And like in my head, I'm like, wouldn't the answer to this question for most people be zero times?
Not me.
Really?
Yeah, when I used to do those childhood country music contests.
Yeah.
That song was always on. They played it every night. And people always got up and danced, and I did too.
Wow. Oh, okay. I guess then I'm in the minority, because she was like, oh, I don't know. I guess she's from like Texas or something. And they're like, more than 10? She's like, yeah, definitely. And they're like, more than 20? And she's like, probably more than 20. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought that was...
That is interesting from someone with no country background.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a country song to me, but I mean, it is, right?
It feels like a... I guess it technically is. It feels like...
It's a hoedown piece.
I don't know. It feels like a joke song.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of like Red Robin. Can you believe that was on the radio? It was like a real song? He rocks in the treetops all day long.
Yeah. Rocks in the treetops all day long.
Rocking and rolling and singing this song.
Rockin' Robin.
Yeah. Tweedly deed. You would have lost me on that as a singer. I'm like, nope, can't do it.
Yeah. But as a result, you would say that is no longer defined by a genre, right?
Right.
It's not like you think of that as like doo-wop or like old timey, like rock and roll or anything.
100%.
It's its own stupid thing.
It's yeah.
That's universal now. How I feel about Cotton Eye Joe. Do.
You're saying you didn't play this at your wedding?
No, I did not. No.
Oh, swing and a miss.
Apparently everyone else would have had a very choreographed dance to hop up and start doing.
You deprived dozens of people the chance to line dance to that song one more time.
Okay, well, I'm having a party. Maybe I'll just have that on repeat and see how many people line dance.
Play it at the beginning and then like as your opener and then your closing song.
Oh, good. I want the party to have an opener. Wait till everyone gets there. No, we don't start. We're not starting
no
yet.
No sips.
And now. Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Welcome to Very Fine Friends.
Hi.
Hi. I know. I didn't say the tagline.
No, I panicked and thought you were wanting me to say something. So here I am. Hi.
Hi.
Speaking. Words I know. Hello.
You want to hear something that was mildly annoying the other day? Oh,
please, God, tell me.
I was taking a Waymo on my way to a bar/theater.
Oh,
okay. A lot of bar stories. And I get in the Waymo and it starts to drive, and then there's this like ringing noise, like an alert type noise. And at first I thought it was coming from the car because it just didn't stop. And then I'm like, I think it's a phone. And I find underneath the fake driver's side seat.
I think the seat's real.
Yeah. Well, the seat's real. The driver's fake.
Under the joke seat.
Yeah. The figurehead seat. There's a phone and it's doing like the lost my iPhone, like alert thing.
Mm.
And I just kind of like hit the button on the side and it stopped. And then it just like a minute later started doing it again and it kept doing it. And I was like, this is really annoying. And then all of a sudden there's a like FaceTime call coming through from someone named K Money, according to the phone. And it's this young kid, like young, like, teens, late teens, maybe early 20s.
Please tell me you answered.
I did.
What up, K Money?
I did not do that. No, I was trying.
K Money, you're on with J Dog.
I was trying to avoid showing my face.
Oh, and like, because it looks like you stole the phone, kind of.
Well, or just whatever. Like, I just didn't want K Money or his proxies knowing what I looked like. anyway.
Hell no.
So I answer and he's like, oh, you have my phone. Thank you so much. And I was like, yeah, sorry, I'm in a Waymo. Right? He's like, what, can you Uber it to me? And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not calling an Uber and paying for it to send it to you.
Yeah, this sounds like someone who's in their late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, and I could hear his like idiot friends in the background. They were all being like loud and stupid. And so I should have just not answered it. I just did not like the idea of being in a car with this thing ringing for 40 minutes. And
out the window.
Yeah. Yeah. Find it now, bitch. I was like, I'm in a Waymo. Like, I was like, look, here's where I'm going. If you want to pick it up from here, you can. But that's like the most that I'm doing with it. And he was like, okay, like I'll be right there. I'm on my way. And then it's like, so I'm waiting for this guy. And it's like, all right, like every few minutes I go back from the theater to the front bar, like talk to the bar, like, no, nothing yet. No, nobody yet. And eventually I just gave it to the bartender and I was like, can you just give it to him if he shows up? I'm done waiting for this. But it was very annoying.
Can I hear the exact tone you used when he asked if you could Uber it and you said no? Here, I'll be K-Money. Is there any chance you could Uber this to where I am?
No, sorry.
Perfect.
Yeah. Just like, what a ridiculous question.
Yeah. Did you pause at all? Think about it?
I paused, I think, at the ridiculousness of the suggestion.
Yeah. Like, how much heat should I give back to this question? You know?
Yeah. It's like...
no.
No. You're the idiot. You fucked up. Figure out a way to get your phone back. Here's also, where
I'm sure
it is.
There's got to be a button on the Waymo app where it's like, I forgot my phone in the car.
Yeah, and it looked it up later. What you're supposed to do if that happens is if you find something in the car, you call support, you describe it to them, and then it says, but don't take it out of the car, like leave it in the car. And then it said, if you lost something in the car, there's a depot that you can go pick it up from between like 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
That's a wide berth. Of hours.
It is, but if you're like this dude and it's your phone, so he couldn't do it on the app because he didn't have his phone.
That's why we can't get rid of computers. Gotta have both.
You know, exactly.
You don't got an iPad, you get you mad.
This was really just an advertisement to get K-Money's and his friends to invest in computers.
Invest? Yeah. Anyway. Telling you, these things are going to be huge.
Get in the ground floor. Trust me on this one. Yeah. So anyway, it was just very annoying. Like, and then like me realizing like, why did I get involved? I should not have gotten involved.
Always, we ask ourselves why we're involved.
At least I was happy that it's like, all right, if I have possession of this thing, I gave it away to somebody else in a public place too. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Which is, as far as I know, it worked, and he did eventually come get the phone. I don't know, because it wasn't there the next day when I went to the theater. So there you go. Well,
that was bewitching. Thank you.
It wasn't really that bewitching. It was just mildly annoying story that I was going to tell you anyway. So I thought I might as well mildly entertain our listeners too. That's what we strive for here.
Mild
on the
entertainment,
pod.
Yeah.
Mild entertainment.
Well, if they're ha-haing too hard and driving, we could be liable.
That's true. Yeah. I know. We don't have insurance for that. Our insurance doesn't cover that.
Welcome to Very Fine Friends, the Comatose Podcast.
Yeah, K-Money's friends that you were listening to in the background were actually all laughing at our bonus improv episodes.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, K-Money.
K-Money's actually pretty cool.
K-Money and your proxies, if you're listening, and I know you are, you're welcome.
Cut it out.
You are consistently a problem for me.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points and then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is seamstress. Jenna's decoy word is kneecaps. Francis's secret word is workable. Francis's decoy word is pyramid. Back to the pod.
Someone invented computers, which was great. And we're glad that they did.
Where are you going with this?
I think it's time for another invention. The invention of the week. Inventions.
Hi, Jenna.
Oh, hey, Francis.
I have a twofer.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is great. This is great.
Okay. Like two inventions or an invention that does two things?
No.
Okay.
Two inventions. But they go in a pack.
Okay, great. You're getting a real treat today, listeners.
Yeah. Listen, don't ever let it be said that I was a money-hungry fool, okay? I'm here to give you value.
Yep.
Okay? Here it is. Here's coming. It's coming right now.
Okay.
You know, some people work from home.
I do know that.
You know how sometimes people have hair that need to be combed?
I do know that.
You know, sometimes your boss wants you on a call with the camera on?
I do know that.
Do you know how that's a total waste of clothes?
I do know that, yeah. Why waste clothes? You could be sitting there naked working, if not for that pesky camera.
Yes, you get it. She gets it. Jenna, Joe, whoa. Here's what's happening in my head. Here's my new invention.
Okay.
It's going to blow your minds off. The first part of my invention is a helmet that you put on. This is before you start your shift. Joe, stop. He's laughing. No, listen, it's real. It's a helmet you put on that has a two little, let's call it legs that perch onto your shoulders. And then it, because it's not like a helmet that's like hugging your head hard. It's, stop, Joe. You perches on your shoulders. And then it senses. It senses your head and hair and combs it. And knows where to comb. And it has a little water compartment so you can add water. Because, you know, sometimes in the morning when you wake up and you could comb your hair 100 times, it's still going to be crazy. Mm-hmm. Add a little water, the whole situation's changed.
Like an iron. How irons have like water in them for the steam function.
So does the water come out from between the little legs?
No, the legs are on your shoulders.
Okay.
Anyway, so your hair could be getting combed while you're making your coffee. And you don't have to worry about how you look because you're home. So yes, it's going to be silly looking, I'm sure. Super useful. This is part one. Okay.
Okay.
The hair comber and wetter.
Okay.
Picture this. You want to put on a whole shirt? No, you don't. Introducing, for the first time in human history, a shirt that only goes down to the nipples and covers your arms and has a collar. And the rest of you is naked. All you have to do is make sure your camera's positioned above the nipple line. And since they're so small, you can get a 3-pack for the price of one regular shirt.
Okay. All right. So, a helmet that combs your hair and basically a dickie with sleeves.
What?
A dickie, it's like a dickie. It's like a false front shirt.
This has been done?
Well, so
for like wearing under like a sweater.
For wearing under a sweater, so it looks like you have a collared shirt on underneath. Or like in Christmas Vacation, the movie, he famously wears a black fake turtleneck dickie under a white sweater, so you can see like the outline of the dickie.
Oh, okay. This is.
But it doesn't have sleeves.
No, this is a work shirt. It's a real work shirt. If you didn't know any better, you'd say that we just all we were doing is buying real shirts and cutting off 3/4 of them.
Okay. All right. Let's start with the combing.
Yeah.
Quick question for you.
Okay.
How much time do you spend combing your hair every day?
Counter question. Doesn't it always feel better when someone else does it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
It does feel good when, like, have you ever had one of the, like, you know, those like claw things that go on the head? And, oh man.
Yeah.
That like is.
Like Miser hands?
Yes, like Miser hands.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. We just got those back in stock, by the way. Bye, bye, bye.
Ooh, oh, yeah. 35friends.com.
But they're probably out of stock by the time this episode
airs. Yeah, be fast.
Be fast. Get
on
it.
Be fast or be last.
Mm.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it feels good when someone else does it. It's not about time. It's about convenience. I could be combing my hair and then going to the kitchen, or it could be in the kitchen combing my hair. You either get it or you don't. You know, I can't sell you on the concept. I can only put it in front of you.
Okay. All right.
The companion.
That's not bad. I was thinking Palo perch, but that's not bad. Palo's hair in Spanish. And birds perch. But what he said was better.
Hair helper.
Hair helper. Who's that's nice. Real
nice. Although it does make me think of hamburger helper.
Well, you got to eat breakfast too.
Yeah. We could have a partnership.
I got my hair helper and my hamburger helper. I'm a happy mom.
Yeah. Okay.
Something with strand, follicle, diabolical follicle. That could be like memorable, you know? Morning muff. And I'm interested in this Dickies thing you mentioned, because I definitely don't want to be accused of stealing someone else's idea. I can't reiterate enough that this is a real shirt. It's realer than more Dickies. Did I say realer than more Dickies?
Yeah, you did.
Can you do something with that?
Love it. That's all I can do with it. Love that you said it. Yeah. Okay, here's my question. Why not just wear a shirt?
A shirt?
Why not wear a whole shirt?
Why not wear one?
Yeah.
Some people just love their oppression. It doesn't feel good to be in clothes. You're at home, you want to be as nude as possible.
So you're fully naked, dress shirt, just on the shoulders, fully naked under below that.
Yeah. Yeah. And unashamed. Pre-snake shame.
Okay, so the benefit of this is that you look presentable on camera. No mm-hmm. one knows you're naked from the nipples down.
Yeah.
And you pay less for the shirt?
Yeah.
Because
it's less material. You're paying, for the price of one shirt, you're getting three different colors.
Okay. I also like that you think that everyone is putting on shirts for their meetings and then immediately throwing them in the wash and being naked in their house for the rest of the day.
Maybe not in the wash, but on a chair or on a brother's printer next to their computer setup.
That's very specific.
Is it? Oh. I read a lot of books.
Hmm.
A lot of fine literature.
What happens if you like adjust a little and like, or like you need to stand up real quick for something and then everyone's like, oh, my stars.
Cannot do that. In fact, there's a QR code on the package when you get it that you need to scan. It goes to a video and the video opens. Just it says, if you value your job, you need to watch this video.
This
you
is cannot for your move
yeah. once you have this shirt on. Do not forget. And there's a little sticker of a nipple that you put on your monitor so that it just keeps it in your mind. We're not taking the fall for this. You want the luxury and convenience of this breezy, breezy shirt. The
luxury.
What was it that we could give them? We can combine this with another one of our products, the fake nipples that we sold for pranks and stuff.
Yeah, so except you have to go sideways with them, I guess.
I'm finding that that's been our most versatile invention. That it's come up the most as like, oh, and we could do this. Like we could work with the knot pulls with this. It's come up like every episode in the past five episodes, I feel like.
Oh my God, I just speaking of
knot pulls. Speaking that's of one of the names. I was trying to find the name.
That's what I just
Beyond
said.
Beyond breasts. Did you say knot pulls?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't, oh, I'm sorry.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Francis.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I don't know if this would work, but what if one of our nopples,
Mr. Potato Head,
like conducted electricity? So if someone needed to jumpstart their car,
they could. You just,
yeah. And then bystanders would be like, what? Like passersby would be like, what?
And then be like, watch the power of my nipples.
Yeah. And you could like put a show on.
Never get nurpled again.
The no nerp. The no nerp nip.
These shirts would be good. Would be good for preppy gay dudes out at the club.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen this before.
No.
No. Ours can't be worn in a club. It's for work.
That's another thing.
Yeah.
We have another QR code that says, yeah. Listen up, you piece of shit. You try and wear this anywhere else but in front of your Zoom camera. We're coming
heavy
for you.
On the piece of shit. Hello, person who just gave us your money, you piece of shit. Here's the difference, everyone, before I lose credibility here. My shirt, my superior shirt, covers the nipples. Unlike at the gay bar, where the nipples are exposed. This is a work shirt. It's the new work shirt.
But if you happen to be at the gay bar and you just give a little arms up, woo, suddenly nips.
That's different. And you know what's funny?
We could have suddenly nips.
No, we don't want the, no, this is for work.
That's the opposite of what we're trying to do.
And as a matter of fact, there is a mechanism inside the shirt where if you lift your arms up, little white pocket squares come down to cover your nipples.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that it's like weighted on the shoulders that you can't lift them up.
No. This is like a pop-up book for your nipples. You will always be respectable. So that answers, if you actually move a little bit, you're covered.
Just pocket squares.
I mean, the rest of your body will be visible, but not your nipples.
Okay. Is this for, this works for men and for women?
I'm sure. Assuming? Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. We do not discriminate.
So, I mean, for women, the squares that go down, if they raise their arms up, need to be motorized because there's a curvature. So this is a motorized shirt.
Or they just need to be bigger flaps. That.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, these shirts come with, when you put it on, you pull the little tabs down and it has like a little adhesive and you stick it under your boobs. So in case, you know, they won't.
So it acts as like a little bra too, in a way.
Yeah.
I was thinking suspenders, but yeah.
Yeah. The women's version is slightly more expensive, but that's only to cover the cost of materials, you guys.
Right. We're not trying to fleece women.
No.
However, we do pay our female employees 70 cents on the dollar.
They like it.
Yeah. It's true. We do. I'm going to be honest. I like making less.
Gives you something to talk about.
I know. Really. God, I'm boring. So I need it. I need that.
Well, I feel like we've pivoted far away from the hair comber. Now imagine these two things together. For the person that works from home or a news anchor.
Yeah.
So, no, a news anchor that lives in the news studio.
So the news anchor, when he stands up, is naked from the nipples down.
He doesn't have to stand up.
Well, he's got to get up from the desk eventually.
Somebody can come over with a blanket.
Okay, so here's what I'm wondering. Is it still going to be finished like a shirt?
With like buttons and stuff?
Well, yeah, like is there going to be a bot? Because like you're saying like think of a shirt cut off right below the nipples, right? But part of the savings is the lack of fabric. So we're not just cutting off the bottom of a shirt because that's how we're saving money. Right. But then we're still having to pay someone to sew it. Right. We still need like a seamstress out there at the hems or, you know, I guess with her machine. I'm doing the machine.
Yeah.
Hands.
Yeah. We have a factory.
So, okay.
All the work is done there. So they're making it.
I'm assuming that most of the cost of a shirt is the labor, is my point. Although it is a seamstress, so we're paying her 70 cents as opposed to a seamster.
That's true.
Yeah. That'd be a whole dollar. Is that the right term?
Dollar?
No, seamster. What's a male seamstress? Someone who sews. Joe, is your
Taylor.
Latin? When they get a whole other word?
Yeah. Did you want me to say that?
Seamster or tailor?
What the word you wanted me to say?
Yes, you're on. Francis's wheels are churning for secret words. This, yeah, even he's writing that down too. All right.
Is your secret word secret words?
Your secret word, Francis.
Oh, anyway, we love it.
Yes. I want to see people wearing this in the wild. I want to see the accidental foibles of someone standing up.
You're being such a dick right now.
He's saying all these words to throw Francis off the scent. Yeah. I want to see the chicanery.
Stop it.
The shenanigans.
No.
That happened.
Cut her to 60 cents. I'm done with this shit.
You also lost your right to vote.
Oh, and then we're forgetting about, that's fine. I don't need it.
I'll drop your ballot off for you.
Just take it away from everyone, though. You're taking it away from me.
No more voting. We're done. We're done with that.
We're done.
It's not working out.
I forgot about the head helmet thing. They have to be bought in tandem?
You get a discount.
Okay.
It's financially advantageous
yeah.
to get them together.
Because I do think people would like to have something that just like kind of does the auto like, because you're right. It does feel good when mm-hmm. somebody else does something yeah. to
you. You could
hair.
Buy it separately. It's just be a tiny bit more expensive.
I think that works better as just kind of like a head massage as opposed to people using it for practical combing.
Yeah. It can do both.
Okay. But so I think that you'd be able to sell that.
Yeah. Is this too much like a pyramid scheme? Do you think?
Well, we're not.
We're not recruiting people to sell them.
For me to put them together?
No.
Okay.
The first thing to understand about this product is it's not pyramid selling.
Yeah. So I don't. No, we're not recruiting people. So.
Did you have a name for the Dickies?
Sit.
Sit. Okay, I'm writing it down. No nip slip.
No nip slip. The no slip. The no slip on.
Nip tuck.
I like that. Raise it down. Beat it on the paper. What about seems nice?
Seems nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Busty quarter.
Busty corridor?
Quarter.
Oh, it's like a quarter shirt?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But you're writing it down?
Yeah, I'm writing busty quarter down. I was going to say that. I think that's my favorite.
But yeah. Also, the idea of a busty corridor, not bad either.
Mm. Is that where you just walk down a hallway yeah. and there's a bunch of boobs?
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking it was like a fun house mirror situation, but it made your boobs look gigantic.
No, I want there just to be boobs on the wall.
Yeah, me too.
Mm. Next to, you've had many times where you've referenced mouths being in walls too. Like lips on walls.
Like a boob glory hole.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I never said glory hole.
That's what we were on.
I had a wholesome wonk invention and you two perverted it.
We made it glory wholesome.
No. Okay, so we're happy and we like this.
Yeah.
And we'll buy it. And we won't judge people who use it. We will admire them.
Yes. Well, I mean, how would we even know someone was using it? That's the whole point of it, right?
They'll probably be... posting about it.
Talking about it nonstop.
Yeah.
They're going to post the bottom half of their body and be like, you think the top half's naked too, right?
Nope. This product gave me wings. Diaphanous wings.
Now, here's my question. Do we have a back to the shirt, or is it just a...
We don't need it.
A ceremonial front.
We do not need it.
Okay.
The collar comes around, you button the collar so it stays on. Mm-hmm. There's no back.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the cheap, cheap model. We have two models.
If
one is backless and one has a back. You want to pay a little more, you get the back.
Okay.
Because what if your AC is going crazy? There they are. Hi, nipples.
Yes, covering just your back will fix that problem. Just the upper half of your back.
It's physics.
Okay, well, the companion and the busty quarter are probably available now. You're welcome. Just in time for summer when you want less fabric on your body.
Mm-hmm.
So go to veryfinefriends.com, pick up a pair.
And get your hair helper.
The companion, yeah.
Yeah.
Get them both. Pick them up, both up.
Yeah. And for just for fun, see if this discount code works. Very fine friends. Plug it in, see what happens.
Yeah, it might not. You'll see.
I don't know how to work that. Do you?
I can figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
I can figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say the coupon code SIT. See if that works.
SIT20.
All right, well, that wraps up the invention of the week. I think it's time for our next segment. Cut my hair and shut up.
Do me a favor. Cut my hair and shut up.
Francis, you want to explain this segment?
Yeah, I do. Cut my hair and shut up works like this. One of us is a hairstylist and the other is a customer, a client. And the client really just wants to get a haircut experience and doesn't really want to talk, but the hairstylist can't shut up. That's it.
Okay.
Who you feel like you are.
I think we're both, in real life, the person that wants the hairstylist to shut up.
Totally. Who do you want to be now?
I don't know. You pick.
You be stylist.
Okay, I'll be stylist.
Yeah.
Hey, hon.
Oh, hey, Jane. Good to see you.
Hey, well, so what are we doing today?
Oh, just the usual. And if you don't mind, I've had a really long week. I just want to veg out and relax.
Oh, I understand completely. Speaking of long weeks, uh-huh. God, I have something to tell you, honey.
Okay.
Okay. Do you remember last time you were here, I was telling you about my cat who kept throwing up
over? Yeah, Mr. Gerbil, is he okay?
Yeah. Oh, I wish. The throwing up has stopped.
Oh.
But it has been replaced by the loudest meowing. Oh my God. I can't sleep.
Oh, nothing happened? It's just meowing?
No, it's just meowing. It's just, Oh,
that's hard.
You know me. You know how I am about my sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to close my eyes now.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could do that, hon. Anyway, don't move your head. Hang on. That's fine. I don't want to keep it even on this. So. Anyway, do you remember when I was telling you about that time that my grandmother had to go to the hospital?
I don't want to be rude. I just, when I came in and said I had a long week, what I was trying to say was...
You had a long week like my grandmother did that one time where she had that thing on her lung?
Oh, that's rough. I'm kind of good. I'm just gonna zone out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fine. I'll just keep telling you my story. So she had to go to the hospital and, remember she had that thing on her lung that had to be checked out. And
Jane, it's really hard to zone out. Someone like me, I feel like I just need a little Zen, you know?
You got it.
Oh, thank you. You're the best.
Oh, that's yeah. No, I get it. I get it. So anyway, she was at the hospital and there was that nurse. Remember I told you that nurse?
Jane?
Oh, no, I'm talking in my most Zen voice.
But why are you talking at all?
Oh, because it's just, I'm cutting your hair, cut hair all day, and I haven't seen you since the last time you were here.
Okay, let's just, I'm going to give you, here, let's just really quick. I don't want to be rude. There's one thing I want to be is not rude.
You're not, hun.
It's
you're
good
not.
To see you.
Thank you.
I'll just let you know, nothing new is going on with me. I understand you got some stuff with Mr. Gerbil and your grandma.
Yeah, no, I got more to tell you.
Oh, let's pick maybe one more thing, and then let's lock it down.
Okay, oh God, one more. So much has happened since the last time you were here.
Here's an exercise my therapist taught me. Close your eyes.
Okay.
What's the biggest thing that happened?
Okay, I got it.
Great.
Okay, all right. Lucky Charms added a new marshmallow to their cereal.
What?
And it's, yeah, they added, it's a new, and I don't know if it's sticking around or not.
This is news to you? This is big news?
What?
Mr. Gerbil, Grandma, and Lucky Charms?
I'm getting to it. I'm sorry.
I'm just grumpy. Boss called me a shithead. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you could talk about that if you want, hon.
Tempting, but no.
Anyway, here's the thing. I know all the marshmallows supposedly taste the same, but this new one, this little treasure chest, I'm fairly certain they're using a whole different marshmallow recipe just for the treasure chest. And I'm thinking to myself, how could that be profitable? How could that even be something worthwhile? Just make a different one, right? And so I... sorry, honey. Ooh, let me just shake you awake.
Jane? What? Are you saying something?
Yeah. Oh, no. Right. Okay, so back to the treasure chest. Here, I'm just going to put my scissors down for a second. I can't
No.
I got to look you in the eye when I'm talking to you, honey.
Okay.
I got to look. It can't be mirror eyes either. I got to lean up against my little booth here.
I do have a funeral to get to after this.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, but I do need you to just work. Pick up the scissors and give me the mullet I asked for. Thank you.
All right. You're one mullet coming up.
Thanks. Shh. Noises. You're still making noises.
I'm trying so hard.
This can't be the first time someone's asked you.
No one's ever.
Oh my God, this is worse somehow. Jane, no, sit down. You sit down.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Oh.
Take a breath. God, that was horrible.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Here, hand me the scissors.
Yeah, here you go. You try it. Yeah,
okay, all right.
You try cutting hair and not talking at the same time.
All right, I'm doing it. Look how easy this is. Ready?
Oh, you're cutting my hair.
Yeah, you know, the shoemaker's children always go bald.
Thank
Isn't that
you.
What they say?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, no, you're right. It's actually very peaceful in this chair. Yeah. I'm going to take a moment.
Yeah, please do.
I'm going to take a moment.
I'll give you some peace. I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Okay.
God, the texture on your hair, you know what it reminds me of?
Right.
Hey, have you ever thought that maybe if you would just reshape the look of the back of your head, the front of your head will look a lot better?
Toby, you're right. I needed this moment.
Oh, take it.
Silence.
Relax.
It's really comfortable in this chair, and I like that you're giving us matching mullets, but I think I just want to sit here in
peace.
You
sit there, I'll do some light feathering, and I'll do it in silence.
Okay. Okay, you're humming to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can hear that?
I can hear that, yeah.
Oh, sorry, it was in my throat. I didn't know you could hear it.
Was that a real song?
Yeah, you don't know it?
What's the song?
It's called Don't You Remember You Told Me You Loved Me, Baby.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, if you could just not do that, that would be
sure.
Great.
No problem. Yeah, you got it. By the way, I wasn't too sure on the name of that song earlier.
I think I might have
told you the chorus name.
The point stood. I knew what the song was once you said it. Is don't worry about it.
How many use fire to cut your hair now?
No, wait. you didn't know.
Yeah, I saw this on YouTube. You just burn the ends real quick and do some, and it cuts into this really beautiful fringe.
Okay. Well, I need this moment to relax. You're right.
Yeah, relax. Fire is very relaxing.
I just finally have stopped thinking about Lucky Charms for the first time in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So just do whatever you got to do. Just do it quietly, please.
Okay. You got it. Meow. Hey, speaking of meow, Mr. Gerbil.
Oh, now you want to talk about Mr. Gerbils?
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw the picture of him on your stand.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Made me want to meow. That's all I had to say. Sorry. It's all just meow in my head.
Yeah, that's, please, if you could, I wish Mr. Gerbils would do that.
What if I take this up above the ears? That could be interesting.
Oh, no.
Is that too pig in a wig?
Yeah, a little bit.
I apologize. I'm new to this.
Okay.
You know, you never walk me through it when you're doing it. You're always talking about your life and you're never telling me about my haircut.
I know that's part of it. It's like you need to have the mind mouth connection.
Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm cutting. Oh,
I don't need to hear about it.
I'm putting some of your hair between my fingers and arbitrarily cutting.
No, I don't need to hear about it.
I know this doesn't make sense to someone who's not a professional, but the hair is going through my fingers and I know what that means.
Okay. Yeah. I
cut your mole.
You know what? You know what, Toby? You've made me see the error of my ways. It is really frustrating when you're sitting in this chair and it's like a really comfortable chair and you just want someone to be quiet so you can sit there. And then, so.
Okay.
If you want it, either we both sit and be quiet or we both got to be cutting hair and be chatting with each other.
Okay. How about we just take the lessons that we learned. You go back to cutting my hair.
All right.
And we got this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Resuming my cutting.
Perfect.
I have learned my lesson. It is a lesson learned.
Yep. I'm educated. Oh. So last week I noticed in my neighborhood, there was a little library.
Toby, would you
shut? Somebody ran over it.
What? Shut the fuck up, Toby.
What?
Shut up.
No, the floodgates are open. And there was pornography in it. In my neighborhood. You want to cut my mole?
Okay, well, I think we've figured it out. We know what it's like.
I hope
like.
That every hairstylist in the world got a chance to hear this.
I know. Hairstylists, if you're listening, and we know you are.
Dressed hairstylists before, haven't we?
We have. The Miser Hands.
We have.
Yeah.
With Miser Hands. Yeah. This is a big Miser Hands episode.
Yeah.
Oh. I guess, yeah, we know it's frustrating on either end, apparently.
Mm.
There's no winning.
The lady that cuts my hair, just to let you know, does not know
what she's doing?
No, she's...
you look good.
Thanks. I go home and fix it while I cry. No, she interrupts me a lot to like talk.
I hate when people do that. Oh my God, my hairstylist. Yeah.
Ciao.
Yeah. So she just picks up what you're saying or just goes, oh.
Yeah, it's like she'll ask me a question and I'll start to answer it. And then like before I'm finished, she like pipes in.
Mm.
So we get to the point where like I didn't really even want to talk anyway. I appreciate that she remembers things like, oh, how's this going? How's that going? It's like, I told you about that.
Did you tell her about the podcast?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Good. I didn't know if she would. What if she accidentally stumbles upon it?
Then she deserved to.
Yeah.
There are no accidents.
Burn notice.
Yeah.
Hairstylist.
Yeah, you got it. Ooh, my tummy just rumbled.
Oh. That's because that was a very invigorating segment.
Yeah, I worked up an appetite.
Yep. That wraps up. Cut my hair and shut up.
I can't hear you over the sound of you shutting up.
Okay.
You're delightful.
It's time for our last segment.
Sorry. I apologize. That was...
Should we put the recording of that onto the sound machine?
No. Just a... No, it just sounded like a yes.
I said yes.
Jeff.
All right.
I've got a big old question for you.
Okay, good. Oh, I was going to say that takes us to our next segment, The Big Question.
The question is very big.
Oh, I thought you already said that. Sorry, everyone. I'm stupid.
No, you're not stupid. You're just excited.
I'm stupid, but lovable.
But I'm afraid you're being a dumb bitch.
And you're being ejected too. Ain't damn jail.
You go to jail.
Oh my God. Swat my fly and call me a dead fly. Where'd it go?
It's on the ground.
Oh, you put it on the ground?
There's a dead fly that was on our table. It was very...
It was so green.
It was so green and shiny. It was crazy.
Yeah, they photographed it.
It was opalescent. We'll put a picture of it on the Very Fine Friends website.
Yeah.
But just for one day. So if you don't see it up there, that means you missed it.
Yeah. And then I saw it was gone and I thought it got up and left to laugh at our content somewhere else.
It walked itself away.
Yeah. It's a hairstylist fly. It was devastated.
So, okay. Sorry.
Big question. Don't apologize.
Big question.
Oh, yeah. You want me to ask you?
You want me to ask you a big question? Well, I will.
Here it is. My big question. You were on top of a cliff or a tall, tall building on the roof. You were with someone and you wanted them to jump off it. How, and they're sane, how would you convince them to jump off the roof? No, this is not like Dexter.
So you're John Lithgow.
No. You're not threatening them. They can't do it sad. You got to gaslight them into thinking
this. You got to make them die happy.
Yes. Joe gets it. I can't believe you brought up Dexter. Although, love that season. That episode made me sick.
Yeah, that was that scene stuck with me.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So, I have to get them to voluntarily walk off the edge of a high building. And there's all sorts of shenanigans going on in the background, listeners. I can't describe what it is to you. Okay. Walk off, jump, whatever. They have to voluntarily throw themselves off this building.
Yeah.
Do I have to start with them on the building, or can I have some lead up to this?
You can have some lead up.
Okay. All right. Is it a friend of mine?
Be anyone you want.
Okay. Let's say it's a friend of mine, just for ease of
relationship.
Yeah, it's someone that I'm already acquainted with.
Yeah, someone who trusts you, basically.
Yeah, sure. Although the trust doesn't have to be there yet. I would start like around this friend, I would start with doing like nostalgic references at times, like getting them in kind of like a nostalgia mode. And then okay. Sorry. It was too much of a pause. What am I trying to say? So then they'd be like longing for their past, for the child, the childhood. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. But like subtly, like little drips of it, not here and there, nothing like so like suspiciously over the top all at once. And then I'd be like, hey, do you want to hang out for a day? Like as if we're 12 years old, like we were buddies when we were 12. And like have like a fun like 12-year-old day, not in a weird way. No, but like
I know, but I see where you're going with this.
Okay. Do you? Okay.
Finish it for her. No, I'm kidding. Go on.
And they'd be like, yeah, you know what? That sounds really great. Like, yeah, I'd love to be like a carefree 12-year-old again. So like, all right, great, cool. No phones. No phones. Like, we're going to like get up early, like watch Saturday morning cartoons, like hang out, like go to a skate park or whatever. And so be like, great. Like, so then we watch cartoons. And then I started telling him like, man, cartoons are the best. I love the logic behind cartoons, you know, like you're in love and you get a giant heart coming out of your chest. Right. Or,
dun, dun.
Yeah. Like all like the, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like the ooga stuff.
Yeah. All that. Right. I don't say anything about buildings or heights or anything like that. Just talking about like the little stuff. Right. And then they'd be like, yeah, that is cool. Right. Cause everyone thinks that's cool. The logic of cartoons. And then the day would go on and, we'd have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for lunch.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
Is there a perfect way to make those in your mind? What's your favorite way?
I lots of peanut butter. Mm. You gotta have a lot of peanut butter. And then I do the jelly on top of the peanut butter. It's like, so it gets mixed in. I don't do jelly on a different slice of bread. They don't need to be meeting for the first time like an arranged marriage.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Why do you not do that?
No, I've never thought of that. And you're right, because the virgin bread is going to get the shit on it when you put it together anyway.
Yeah.
So why do it on two pieces of bread?
Because you can't spread it properly with the surface of the peanut butter.
No,
it coagulates.
I argue that you want more of a peanut butter to jelly ratio.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah. I would say like two to one.
So the doing it on there, it like allows you to spread it and you don't do as much jelly. I think you do. I think it gives you just the right amount of jelly for the peanut butter. Try it. I'm telling you, it tastes different.
Can we embed better videos on our site? We should make we should make it and then show people.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Anyway,
back to killing your friend.
Yeah. So then we'd have, after our peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, we'd go swimming for a little while, and we would not wait 30 minutes to get in the pool. We would just tell our mom that no, it's been 30 minutes. We can go in the pool. And then we'd secretly be wondering if we were going to get a stitch in our side and drown, but we wouldn't. And then after that, we would go to the skate park, and here's where my plan comes. You seem bored by my plan.
No, I'm thinking about what you're saying.
Okay. So we'd be skating and I would purposefully take a spill, but my friend wouldn't know it was on purpose.
Oh.
And I'd be like, oh man. Oh, my kneecaps. Ah.
Yes. Cause I've yelled that out. Oh, my kneecaps.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. Is that your word?
Okay. And then.
Oh boy. I hope. No.
You don't know anything, Francis.
Just listen to the story. I'm answering your big question. Don't get distracted by Joe writing things.
I'm distracted by. Just go on.
Okay. I'd be like, oh, my kneecaps. And then, but here's what I would do. I would have like a prosthetic thing, like a fake thing that looked like a big kneecap that was pulsing. Okay. So it's pulsing. And then I'm like, it's like what would happen is if it was, you got injured in a cartoon, like, what is going on? Have we like made cartoon stuff seem real?
Would you be using the knot pulls for these fake kneecaps?
Yes, of course. Why try to invent something better? Go right to the source.
Yeah.
And so like my friend would be like, holy crap, that's crazy. And then I'd be like, let's test this out. Let's see if like, wait, are cartoon rules like actually coming true? So I'd be like, okay, let's, you know, I have that crush. Let's go talk to my crush and we'll see if like something happens. And I'd have a fake heart that does the same thing. It's like shaped like a heart, like the traditional, you know, not like an actual physical human heart, but you know that, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd set that up under my shirt. And then I'd walk by somebody that my friend knows I have a crush on. And then all of a sudden, I'd activate a button and the heart would start going through. I'd be like, oh my God, okay, we gotta get out of here. I can't let my crush know. But this is like, oh my God, this is real. And then I would have hired an actor. So I'd be up at the top of a building and I'd be like, let's go to the top of this bank building. Let's go up top of this bank building. Let's see if any of their old safes are up there. And there would be a safe there.
Did you put it there?
Right. And I'd be like, I knew it. I knew they stored them up here. And then it wouldn't be like a real safe, right?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Because I would hire an actor to walk by.
Always good to have a witness. Yeah.
Well, no, I would walk by down below right at the moment. So be like, let's see if we crush this guy. And then he gets back up and he just looks a little flat in the middle from where the safe crushed him. My friend would be like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I'm like, this is maybe a little too much. And I'm like, no, I'm telling you, this is the ultimate test. I bet you it'll work. So then I push the safe over the edge.
And they're like, yeah, okay, do it.
Yeah, well, you can't stop me.
Yeah.
I'm strong-willed once I get an idea in my head. And they know this. So I push the safe over the side and then the safe falls down and lands on the actor. The actor's got a whole thing jerry-rigged where it's like, it looks like he's, so then like he's flattened underneath the safe, but then this, and then we have other actors there that are like, oh my gosh. And they like pull the safe off of him. And then he stands up and he just like looks taller and flat in the middle. And it's a bit of an optical illusion, which we can get away with because we're on top of the roof. So that there's like,
sure.
It's not, we're not up close. You could tell it wasn't real, but, farther away.
Why did you tell the actors that you're doing this?
It doesn't matter. They're local community theater type actors. They just want the work. Right. They want it for their real.
I don't know the rest of your plan yet, but I'm just curious. They leave. You get what you want, which is your friend jumps. They turn on the news later. They don't put two and two together.
It's getting far away. They don't know what my friend looks like. They only have a vague, like.
Okay. All right.
And then, I haven't thought this through. So.
Look, they're just happy to be working.
No. Sure. I've thought this through. So they haven't seen what my friend really looks like other than a vague shape looking off the side of top of the building.
Yeah.
And then I'm not stupid. I'm not going to tell them to jump off this building where there were previously a bunch of witnesses to my weird stunt. Let's go through the park and see if flowers will squirt water or whatever. And I'll have a few strategically placed flowers that we can try that will squirt water.
They go to the wrong one. It's like, no, not that one. This one.
This one.
Squeeze this one.
Yeah. Or maybe I squeeze the wrong one. And then my friend squeezes the right one and is like, you've got the touch. You've got the cartoon touch.
You should jump. Yeah.
And I was like, let's go to a different building. It's like, let's see if we can find a building that's even higher up.
Oh, look, in this park, there's an observation tower.
And I was like, let's run really fast up the stairs and see if there's like our legs go in circles and there's like dust coming out from behind us. And we try that. It's like, oh, I couldn't tell. It did look like your legs were going as fast, really in circles as we were running. So like now we're at the top of a different building across town. And then I'm like, oh man, we got to try that one last thing you'll have to try, man, is just, I want you to like step off this building and just don't look down. You'll be able to like basically keep walking as long as you don't know that you're not on the building anymore. And then my friends by this time, point is jazzed because we're living in cartoon world.
Yeah.
So he does it and he dies.
The end. Good night.
Yeah.
Can I just say that I kind of love that this is only an effective workable plan if our product comes to market.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
hey, luckily it is.
So next week, do I need to introduce the thumping heart?
No, that's part of the package. I mean, we basically pitched that whole thing as a bunch of different body parts, different things.
Okay.
It's going to be a whole set. There will be a deluxe set that includes that.
I bet if you really like destroyed someone's reality like that, then you could get them to do things, but it would really need to be convincing.
Well,
I don't know if there's anything that can get me to do that. Because in the back of my mind, I'd be like, what if, best case scenario, this is a dream and I wake up, like, it's like a nightmare, right? Because that's scary, you know?
No, because, I mean, he... Well, except for that last few seconds of his life, he died happy.
Yeah.
I gave him a good day.
Actually, if you go to a building that's tall enough, he'll pass out before he hits the ground.
Yeah.
Why?
Just because the brain and the human body, like, after you've reached a certain amount of, like, pressure and time spent falling, like, you just, your body can't handle it and you pass out.
How do people skydive then?
Yeah, I have heard different theories about this, about why people pass out, but I've heard that they do. And one of the theories I've heard about it is that it's like psychologically you can't handle, your brain can't handle the idea that you're dying. You're going to die. So you pass out from that to save you from it.
But he doesn't think that.
Well, once he starts falling, he'll think that.
Just gonna shout, you're gonna die.
Whoops, I was wrong.
There was no cloud of dust while you were running up the stairs.
I'm the one who has the touch, not you.
Yeah. Thanks for telling Janine I liked her in third grade.
Anyway, that's what I'd do.
Oh, great, great. Thank you. Thank you. Now I know what to watch out for. Yeah, little minx.
If I ever start subtly being nostalgic around you.
I see your heart like pounding through your chest. And I'm like, nice try, but you're having like a medical emergency. I'm like,
No, it's just because of you, Francis.
Oh.
It's because I love you.
Oh, wow. Did you hear that, listeners? Loved.
Anyway, how would you do it?
Your way.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I can't believe we came up with this independently, came up with the same idea.
Everyone loves cartoon logic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess we've got nothing further.
No. Our friends are dead.
Yeah.
Our money is big.
Yeah. Our hearts are full and pounding out of our
chest.
Yep. Yes. Everything's good.
Everything's coming up Millhouse.
That wraps up the big question.
The big question.
One final bit of business.
Secret words.
Yeah.
Secret words.
Palabras secretos.
How you feeling?
I feel like I have a chance to guess your secret word.
All right, go for it.
All right, I'm going to come right out of the gate, and usually I read them in the order that I've written them down.
Okay.
I'm going to say first the one that I think it might be.
All right.
Because then that way, if I'm wrong or if I'm right, I can guess the rest of them as your decoy.
That's good logic. That's good logic.
Thank you.
Maybe in the future, if you guess the wrong word, it should stop your ability to keep going. We should think about that.
No.
No, we shouldn't think about it?
No, because I like when we have multiple. And they still get the pelt.
Yeah, they still get
the penalty. Cut her to 50 cents. I'm done with this.
You wrote down like 80 million things. So what, you want me to tell you that if you guess wrong on the first one that you don't get to guess any of your other ones?
Have you ever heard the phrase, rules for thee, not for me?
All right.
All right, go ahead.
Is your word pyramid?
Decoy word.
Damn! All right, well now I'm guessing all these other ones as your, dang it. Damn, I felt really good about that.
I even accidentally said it, too.
I know.
And then after I did, I was like, ah, shit.
Well, it's fine that if you say it once it's been said by one of us, you're allowed to repeat
it. No, I know. But I make it a point only to do that with the decoy words, which is why I made it a point later. Never mind.
Okay.
The sisters are squabbling.
Okay. All right. Dang it. Well, there's already 1 point for you.
Thank you. I needed it.
Is your real word diabolical?
Second decoy word. No, I'm kidding. No, it's not.
Okay. I was like, I need to come up with a hair-related invention so I can say diabolical follicle.
Oppression?
No.
Nipples?
I wish.
Or nipple singular?
No.
Mechanism?
No.
Scheme?
No.
Bald?
No.
I hope it's not this. Gerbils?
Third decoy word, no.
And then my last guess, appetite.
No.
Dang, I felt really good going into that.
I know, I could feel it coming off you.
Schemen mechanism. We're kind of close.
Mm. Okay. What was your...
My word?
Yeah.
Workable.
Workable?
Yeah, at the end I said your plan was only going to be effective or workable if...
Wow.
Yeah.
You made it to the end with that.
I
know.
It never happens. Hey, there was an equal chance that I was going to forget to say it completely. That would be the, what, third that's... time that's happened?
Dang.
It's okay.
That's part of my problem too. I don't know if I would have written down workable because that was a very natural way to say it.
Yeah.
But part of the problem is I just assume you've said it already once we get to the end.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think you'd be living on the edge like
I
you
thought
did.
I missed it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh.
And then I heard it and I was like, mm-hmm.
I did miss shit. Okay. Hey. No, you remember last week was so good for you.
I know, it was good.
Bad for me.
Okay.
All right, my turn. Time to guess.
Okay.
And I like your thing. If I guess you're the decoy word, I just keep going then. Takes the fear away.
Yeah.
Is your word prosthetics?
No.
Prosthetic?
No.
Is your word churning?
No.
Is your word tailor?
No.
Is your word fleece?
No.
Pulsing?
Nope.
Invigorating?
Nope.
Cartoons?
No.
Cartoon?
No.
Kneecaps?
Decoy!
Oh, no!
Oh, we both.
Okay, all right.
All right, we net that out.
I still have a chance.
Yes, you do.
Is your word foibles?
No.
Is your word seamstress?
Yes! Dang! I was hoping you missed that one. When you said tailor, I was like, good, he glossed over.
I know, that's what I thought too.
You picked the
you
wrong.
You also said proxies a lot. That was going to be my next guess.
Yeah.
Were you just trying to...
No, I literally was talking like about K-Money's proxies.
That's a very natural thing for Jenna to say.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Plus one for me.
Plus two for you. Because you get two for guessing the word. Oh. You get one if someone guesses your decoy.
Oh, so you got one and I got two.
Yes. No, you got three. I got one.
Yeah, because you guys
so you're
zero.
Net two.
This is riveting for anyone listening.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, listeners, go to veryfinefriends.com and check out the point totals. Also, go on social media and send us video of how you make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, there's nothing weird.
And how you convince your friends to kill themselves.
Yeah, all of that. We want videos of all of it. All right. Good job, Francis.
Hey, good job to you. You got my decoy word.
I got you to guess my decoy word. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
You said my decoy word.
Yeah. Well, all right. Till next time.
Bye.